You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Best wishes and warmest regards to all of our listeners. This is our Schitt's Creek bonus episode here at Triviality.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. If this is the first time you're listening to Triviality, just a reminder, this is a bonus episode. We have normal episodes that come out every Tuesday that are about an hour long, have about 35 general knowledge questions, and will recreate the pub trivia experience. But if you're here today, it's because you're a big fan of Schitt's Creek, a wonderful show that came into our hearts a few years ago and has won so many Emmys in their final season. It's a show that you must check out, and I'm sure if you're here listening, you're a big fan of it. Many of us have watched the show thrice times through, just like David would say. But we have some wonderful guests here to introduce for today's bonus episode. But Jeff, you're joining us today, and you're a fan of Schitt's Creek.
I am indeed. Yeah, I came into the show. Was it on your recommendation?
I think it was.
Yeah, we loved it. Cabaret is one of my favorite episodes. I assume many other people feel the same way. But the show transitions from just this like really, you know, strong ensemble comedy into a very heartfelt and very much a, I think more of the show we needed than deserved necessarily. But
yeah, I totally agree with you.
It's the dark night of shows.
It is the dark night of shows. It's a wonderful show. We're all huge fans of it here, but we're not as big of fans of the show as our contestants that we have here today. So I'd love to introduce our competitors who put their name in the hat to play Schitt's Creek trivia. Excuse me.
He's a local Schitt's Creek. So.
A local Schitt's Creek. But anyway, we have some wonderful guests here. First, we'd like to introduce an Oakland 5 supporter from Orlando. And we have Emily here with us today. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. And I know you're a super fan because I think you talked about it even before signing up for this episode. But tell everyone just a little bit about yourself. And how about your favorite Schitt's Creek resident that isn't the four main characters?
Yeah. So as you said, I'm based out of Orlando, Florida. I work in the hospitality industry down here. I discovered Schitt's Creek during lockdown, during the pandemic, and just fell in love with it immediately. Fell in love with all the characters. But my favorite character outside of the main four, I think, would probably be Ted, the vet. I love, he's so punny and adorable. So yeah, definitely my favorite.
Ted enables Alexis to do a lot of funny stuff too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think they were a great couple, but I also, spoilers, I also love the choice that they were apart at the end. I think it was good. They were together. They learned a bunch of stuff, got better as people, and then were able to move on from each other. But yeah, thank you, Emily, for joining us today. And just like you said, I think a lot of people found this show during the pandemic, and it was sort of the perfect pandemic antidote. Wouldn't you say, Jeff?
Sure, I would say that.
Yeah, makes you.
I don't know how, but I'd say that.
it makes you feel good. All right, our next competitor and also an Oakland 5 supporter.
Antidote, not anecdote. Got it.
Yes. Also an Oakland 5 supporter on Patreon, coming to us from Connecticut. And Jill is here. How are you, Jill?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. So nice to see you again. And maybe let us know a little bit about your world and your favorite Schitt's Creek resident.
Yeah. So like you said, I'm from Connecticut. I'm a super big fan of Schitt's Creek. I've watched it several times, or at least had it on in the background lots and lots of times. It's just a fun show to keep revisiting. And my favorite secondary character, I think, is Patrick. I just really love any episode with him involved.
Patrick is wonderful, great musician too, and able to show his skills on the show. But yeah, no, I love Patrick, and I believe he started what was season end of season three.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah, what a great character. But yeah, thank you for joining us, Jill, once again. And our final competitor, coming to us from Cary, North Carolina, hosted a wonderful game recently for us—a full game. If you want to go check that out, and that is Megan. How are you, Megan?
Great. How are y'all?
Doing great. And same thing for you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your favorite Schitt's Creek resident.
Sure. So I'm a teacher here in Cary, North Carolina, and I've been watching Schitt's Creek since about 2019. When my friend Claire introduced me to it and said, there's this great show on Netflix that's Canadian, and I feel like no one's talking about it. It's called Schitt's Creek. You should check it out. And I did, and I loved it and watched it many times since. And my favorite secondary character, I would probably say Ronnie, because she's just so funny and smart and headstrong and brings a lot of sincerity to the show that I just love and adore. So I'm going to go with Ronnie.
Love Ronnie. I love her running her female entrepreneurs club that Moira mistakes for a lesbian club when she's running for town council. But yes, Ronnie is great. So many great characters. Jeff, how about you before we start?
Ooh, let's see. I mean, Ted's lovely. I know we mentioned Ted already, but let me go. I'm going to go Jocelyn.
Jocelyn yeah.
is very, very, very funny. Very self-possessed. Love her character.
Well, who's the mechanic guy?
Ray.
Bob.
I'm sorry.
Bob's Garage.
Sorry. Bob's Garage. What am I thinking of? Ray. Oh, Ray is our first question coming up. Ray Boutani. But
okay.
No honorable mentions for Mutt here.
But Bob, you know, not for Mutt.
I don't like Mutt.
I'm not a big fan of Mutt.
Yeah. I was glad to see him go.
I wish they colored his beard just too dark for his face. I
think that was just his beard.
If that's his real beard, that's a very, I mean, very good thick. For him, I guess, but it's very thick and seems wrong for his facial color. But
I mean, my beard is very different than my hair color, so it looks weird.
Mutt, who would be mine? I feel bad saying Ted. I do like Ted a lot. I'd say Patrick. I like Patrick a lot. He brings a good levity to the show.
It's hard not to like Patrick. I think he brings out the best in David and any of the other characters.
Plus, the way they handled their relationship on TV, I thought was really cool. So
nothing for Eugene Levy's daughter, though. No love for Twyla.
She's good. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it. And speaking of daughters, Chris Elliott's daughter Abby Elliott was the original Alexis in the pilot before she was recast. Cool. Yeah. Okay, so this is how it's going to work. We have just about 30 questions. We have a little bit more for fun, but we have 30 questions that are going to be part of regulation. Our competitors are going to be answering all the questions, which equates to 10 questions per person. Whoever has the most after the 30 will be declared the winner. And if there's a tie, we'll just keep going until someone has the most questions, because we have enough of them here. And I just wanted to thank Bettina Michelli, Ann Putnam, and Lydia D'Agostino for submitting some questions. We have just so many wonderful listeners sending in questions when they're not able to be on an episode, or if they just love the episode. Please continue to do that. We cannot do it without you. We just love being able to include you as much as possible in all these bonuses. So thank you to all of them, and also to Colleen for helping go through a bunch of these questions as well. But yeah, are you all ready here?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so Ken, what order do you want to go in today for the questions?
Let's go Megan, Jillian, and Emily.
All right, so Megan, Jill, and Emily. Okay.
Reverse alphabetical. Bold choice.
That's just how it's written on the paper.
Okay, so
there's no thought put into it.
So as we start here, just to get you warmed up, these won't count for points. This is our warm-up question. I just want you to name all the professions, or at least maybe four or five or six of them, that Ray Boutani claims he has at one time or another throughout the show. So can you just name them for fun? Name a few of them one by one.
Oh, he's a photographer at one point.
That's right.
He's a realtor at one point.
That's right. And everyone else can chime in too. It's just a warm-up. Yep. Realtor.
He does the business licenses.
Yep. That's right. Jill?
Something to do with planning weddings.
Yep. Megan?
Oh, gosh. Doesn't he like sell mouse pads or something, or is that part of his photography?
I think that was a little gift part of his photography, but but you're all warmed up, I think. A few of them we wrote here are a real estate agent, as you said, town council, Christmas tree salesman, closet organizer, blogger, podcaster, landlord, and travel agent. So there are many, many.
We can forgive you for forgetting podcaster, because we all know that's not a real job.
Yes, that's true. All right. So everyone is warmed up. This is how it's going to work. The first three questions, just so everyone knows, They're going to be about the song A Little Bit Alexis, the classic song that Alexis sings. So who are we starting with, Ken?
Megan.
All right, Megan, here's your question from A Little Bit Alexis. What type of car does Alexis say she is?
Is she a Maserati or a Bugatti or, oh gosh.
What's your final answer?
I got to pick one, don't I? I think she's a Bugatti. Is that right?
Alexis.
Does it rhyme with Alexis?
It does not. No. Alexis is a Lamborghini.
Oh, shoot. Okay, thank you.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, very good guesses, though. They're all in the same line as a Lamborghini, so that's great. All right, now we're moving on to Jill.
Yes.
All right, Jill. What type of expensive food does Alexis say she is?
Sushi.
Sushi is correct. And let's go to Emily. What expensive fashion accessory does Alexis say she is?
I'm trying to think of it in my head.
Do you know could you sing the song if prompted?
I was Alexis for Halloween this year, so it was a thing.
Do you have a really cool hat now?
I do. But I can't think of what fashion item she was. I don't know.
Okay, so it starts verse 2.
Prada handbag?
Prada handbag. Points. Oh.
Okay. Oh. Pulled it in at the last second.
Great pull there at the end. So that's points. Great. Okay, so that ends the first three questions that were about A Little Bit Alexis.
And a score recap after what? No, I'm just
Now, the next three questions, everyone loved the special Christmas episode. So if you remember, Johnny wants to have a wholesome Christmas moment with his family, which he never really gets to do. And he scrounges some money together to get the rest of his family gifts. So we're going to start with Megan. What does Johnny get Moira for Christmas?
These are tough.
I don't know. I'm just going to say earrings. I don't know.
Okay, earrings. The correct answer, an antique tin for her wig pins.
Okay.
I would have guessed a wig.
That's a good guess, though, I think, having a wig. All right, let's go to Jill. What does he get Alexis?
Oh, I remember what he got David. I just watched this episode. Is it stamps?
Stamps is correct. He got Alexis stamps from all over the world, which she calls stickers of old men. And Emily, Emily, the final gift. What did he get David?
Was it yen?
It was a very specific amount of yen. Yes, yen is correct.
1,000 yen.
1,000 yen is correct.
It's like $10.
A little less than $10.
Is that what it is? A little less than 10 bucks?
Currently, yeah.
Great job on those, everyone.
$7 or $8.
Now, these next three. So all of the ones I'm doing now, these similar questions, it's just to warm you up, but they are for points. So this is the last one that we're going to do like that. This one I thought would be really fun. The show is known for characters dropping names all over the place, right? So celebrities, famous people, things like that. So I picked three quotes, one from Moira, one from Alexis, one from David, where they dropped a name, and I'm going to say blank, and I'm going to give you three clues. I want you to tell me what name was dropped in that quote, okay? So we're starting with Megan. This is a Moira quote. Blank and I were supposed to perform our ventriloquist act for the Everybody Knows benefit for juvenile rhinoplasty when she suddenly drops out due to exhaustion. I had to be both puppet and puppeteer. Was it Mariska Hargitay, Eva Longoria, or Bernadette Peters?
I want to say Bernadette Peters.
And the correct answer, Eva Longoria.
Oh,
sorry.
Shoot. Okay.
I'm glad you did that. I was like really excited to choose someone else that was a fake name, and I'm glad you picked it, though. I guess it worked.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing well so far.
No, don't worry. They're going to get easier. These are just kind of start you off and get you on the right track here.
Okay. This is all for fun. There's nothing on
there's
the
no,
line.
Yeah, there's nothing online. It's like Schitt's
Creek.
We're
not sending prizes, guys.
Yeah, it's all for fun. Jill, this one is for Alexis. What name was dropped? What now? Do I leave everything behind and move to some random island to be with the love of my life? Because I did that with blank in England, and it was like too rainy. Was it Harry Styles, Prince Harry, or Idris Elba?
I'm pretty sure it's not the last one.
It's the best choice, though.
I agree.
Was it Harry Styles?
It was Harry Styles. Points good to Joe. And Emily, this is a David quote whose name was dropped. When she was coaching me for the Little Mister pageant, I made the mistake of going to blank for advice. He was hosting at the time. Was it Ryan Seacrest, Mario Lopez, or Joey Fatone?
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez is correct. All right. So maybe just since those were kind of similar questions, what's our score recap there?
All right. So far, Jill with 3, Emily with 3, Megan yet to strike.
You will, though.
But the time is nigh.
All right. Here we go, Megan. Let's get you on the board. Question 10 overall. What do Jocelyn and Roland name their baby boy?
They're the baby they have in the show.
Course
of the show. Yeah. Okay. Roland Moira shit.
That is correct. There you go, on the board.
Great.
Just like that.
I have watched the show.
Hey, as long as you, if you get one, you know, it's okay for a bonus episode. That's all right.
I mean, I've watched the show and I'm not doing great, so don't feel bad.
I would have known none of these.
Would you? Well, here's the thing. So, like, I think Ken is like me, and maybe Jeff too. Colleen remembers every single minute detail about a TV show she watches. I watch the show the same amount of times, but I cannot recall any information, but I love the show.
Yep.
That's how I am.
Feels right.
Yeah.
It's like the Ted Lasso bonus episode. When I listened to it, I did not know as much as I thought I should know.
Yep. It's hard. It's really hard to retain.
High difficulty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go to Jill. In the episode Rock On, Jocelyn convinces the Jazzagals to go to a casino for a rock concert featuring what 1980s rock band?
Poison.
Poison is correct.
I knew that one. Hooray.
And I believe Poison wasn't available, right? So they just go to the casino.
Speaking of Poison, the coffee that I brought you just before we started recording, just a little bit.
Oh, you don't like it?
Hmm?
Or you just put a little Poison in there?
I just put a little.
Oh, thanks. Just enough to have my hair thin just a little bit.
Yeah.
To build your tolerance up.
No, to make you dependent on me like Phantom Thread.
Oh, I like that. Okay. And then I'll cook you, or you'll cook me some mushrooms later?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that there's a Phantom Thread reference in the Schitt's Creek episode, but hey, that's triviality for you. Okay. Our next question is going to Emily. Speaking of the Jazzagals, one of them is Bob's handsome ex-wife that Moira often thinks is a man who loves her some Bad Boys and may have actually gotten back with Bob in the final episode. What is her name?
Gwen.
Gwen is correct. Great job.
So glad there was a Gwen question.
We try to please here.
The answer train is still rolling.
Yep. And see, I think the questions are going to get a little easier for you. We'll see how it goes. Next question going to Megan. While CEO of Rose Video, Johnny wrote a self-help book titled The Johnny Rose Way. What is the subtitle of the book?
Fast forward to success.
That is correct. Fast right. forward to success. I love the what happens with Johnny and Stevie and how they build something together at the mm-hmm. end. It's really cool.
I literally just watched that episode this morning where Stevie's like, look, I read your book. We can do this. It's fresh in my brain.
And no one mentioned Stevie, but great character too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next question going to Jill. What, quote, illegal substance did Johnny Rose try and sell in one of his earlier business ventures in town before being caught and losing all his seed money?
It's the unpasteurized milk.
Yeah, we'll accept that. Raw milk, yep. Great pull there.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Love when they got pulled over. Yep. What do you got in the back there? Some raw milk? Okay. Let's go to Emily. Johnny and Moira visit an Elmdale singles event at MADLY, Madly, a research for Singles Week in Schitt's Creek. What does the acronym Madly stand for? It's a tough one.
That's really tough. Any of the acronym ones tend to be brutal.
I think that, so if you don't like this question, you can email Ann Putnam. I believe this is hers. Sorry, Ann, for calling
Thanks,
you out.
Ann.
Just throwing people under the bus, Neil.
Oh, man. I remember the episode, but I don't think I can pull what the acronym stands for. I don't know. I'm going to have to tap out on that one.
Okay, you're going to tap out. Anyone else, since this is a hard one? Anyone know it? No?
No.
No.
Mature adults dating lovers, yes. all right. Let's go.
Question mark after lovers?
No, not here, at least. No question mark here. All right, let's go back to Megan. What is Alexis's? Yeah, I guess why not? Middle name. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to go for it. Moira thinks Alexis's middle name is something. Johnny thinks it's Anna. And David wasn't even aware that she had a middle name. So what is her middle name for real?
Her real middle name, I believe, is Claire.
Claire is correct.
Okay. Three in a row for Megan.
Back on the board.
That scene is so funny.
Yeah, I love that episode. I love one of my favorite episodes, just the way it's written, is when Johnny thinks Alexis is pregnant. Is it Johnny? Or everyone thinks she's pregnant, pretty much. And she's not, obviously. But it was Jocelyn, right? Who took the test? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is going to go to Jill. Simply, what is Moira's favorite season?
I don't know, but I'll just take a guess and say fall.
And Moira's favorite season? Anyone in the studio?
I bet it's not one of the four.
It is not one of the four.
Like pumpkin spice season or something like
that. Anyone else know?
An award season.
Award season.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we're going to go to Emily. And just so you know, all these questions were randomized. I have no idea, so I apologize if you get a really hard one or if it's too easy. I'm not picking anyone on purpose here. So the next one, how much does Alexis say Moira is charging for pictures of both her feet at the soap opera convention? I'll even accept 1 foot.
$75.
I will accept that. 75 each, so $150. Yep.
Wow.
Great poll there. I never would remember that if I
That was
tried.
Just a random guess.
It's subconsciously stuck in your brain.
Yeah.
How are we doing on score over there, Ken?
Well, Megan has 3 in a row, bringing her score to 3. Jill with 5 and Emily with 5.
All right. We're going to go back to Megan. What unfortunate record did David set during his days playing Little League Baseball?
Oh, gosh. I love that episode, too. It's so funny when he's diving into home plate. Was it like the most time? Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm going to tap.
You sure don't want to take a guess?
Sure. I'm going to guess the most times like the ball hit him or something.
That's correct.
Dang. Okay. Thank you.
That's pretty much the story of my Little League career as well.
Is it? That's how it was for you?
I actually got walked a lot because I was a tiny little kid. So I had a
small you had no strike zone. Yeah. That's probably good, though. Always get on base.
Yeah. That's why they put me first.
And that's, folks, why
I was reliable to be too afraid to swing.
Oh, I see. So you just kind of stood there, but then you got on base. But you're probably fast, though.
No.
No. And just for fun, does anyone remember what are the two teams going against each other in that baseball game?
It's Cafe Tropical and is it Bob's Garage?
Bob's Garage, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful episode. That's why you should always take a guess, Megan. So there, you got points. Cool. You never know if you're right. And just like Emily took a guess too. She didn't know if it was 75, but she got it right. All right, let's go to Jill. In the season 4 episode, Girls' Night, what offensive item did Patrick move to the front of the Rose Apothecary that David wanted to keep in the back room?
Is it the plungers?
It is the plungers.
The black plunger.
Yeah. David couldn't stand the plungers. Here's a fun one. It's not really part of the points, but does anyone remember when David went to, I believe it was a flea market? Alexis was supposed to watch the store and Ted came by and they broke something. Does anyone remember?
Yeah, they broke the sink in the bathroom.
They broke the sink, doing unquestionable acts, as they would say on, on 1950s radio. Okay. Let's go to Emily. Speaking of exes, what is the name of the renowned New York-based photographer and ex-boyfriend of David? The fact that Moira conveniently forgets when she invites him to Schitt's Creek for a collaboration.
Sebastian Rain.
Sebastian Rain, correct.
These ladies are good.
They're very good. Some of the best we've had. All right. Next question going to Megan. What superlative does Stevie get in her yearbook?
Oh, wasn't it like most likely to get the guy or something like that?
That is correct. Most likely to get the guy. And I think she had a really short haircut too, like kind of a bowl cut. Yep. All right. Let's go to Jill. At the end of Schitt's Creek, who would be considered the richest resident of Schitt's Creek?
Twyla.
That would be Twyla. And why is that?
She won the lottery, but she didn't tell anybody.
That's right. All right. And she can't trade toe rings with Alexis because they wear open-toed shoes at the cafe. Okay. That was a deep cut.
But she gets a lot of her dresses.
That's right. Okay. Let's go to Emily. What did the Jazzagals sing that was a reprise from earlier in the series when Alexis and David walked down the aisle at his wedding?
Simply the Best.
Simply the Best by Tina Turner. That is correct. Okay, we are going to go back to Megan. Ted's striking girlfriend, Heather, is an artisan of what specific export?
She's a farmer. Isn't it like goat's milk, goat's cheese?
Goat's cheese. Yep, I'll accept that. That's right. Yep, and they were talking about the cheese.
Speaking of which, that's my favorite Alexis scene, is when she's like trying to play it cool and she's doing her like hand thing. Like, yeah. I had some peanut butter earlier or whatever she says. But that's my favorite like Alexis moment.
Is it? Yeah, that is really good. Her handwork, if you only watch the series, like the second time I watched the series all the way through, I would just watch her hands because they're just all over the place and it's hilarious. And I love also when David gets lost in the Amish community for 3 days. Okay, so...
That would be you.
Yeah, probably. I'd be interested just to kind of learn like what's going on over there. Let's go to Jill. Why was Alexis kicked out of the Pussycat Dolls?
I don't remember. I don't know. I'm going to tap on this one.
She was kicked out of the Pussycat Dolls. Does anyone else know, by the way?
Did she steal one of the
Think about what would Alexis say why she was kicked out?
Was she like outshining them?
She was too pretty.
Yeah.
Great answer for Alexis. Okay. Now we're going to go to Emily for the next one. In what year did Johnny buy Schitt's Creek as a gift for David?
I think it's 1991.
1991 is correct. That's a really tough question. I remember looking that one up and I was like, there's no way anyone's going to get this one, but that's a tough question.
No hesitation.
No hesitation. You're right.
I just watched the first episode, so that's why.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. And we're doing okay on score, right?
Yeah. You want to know it?
Yeah, sure.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, why not?
Well, with one more question to go, it seems that Megan has 6. Jill has 7 and Emily has 8.
Okay. All right, here we go, Megan. On the town sign for Schitt's Creek, which portrays a brother and sister in a compromising position, what is the 4-word slogan that appears beneath the words, "Welcome to Schitt's Creek," not the slogan that Roland adds later?
Where everyone fits in.
Where everyone fits in, that is correct. How do you feel about that one, Jeff?
Oh, I love that one.
You liked it.
It's so good.
All right. Our next question. According to Alexis's Elmdale College degree, what did she major in?
Oh. Pubic relations.
Can you be a little bit more specific? There's just one extra word missing there, but I'll just give you a little hint there.
Oh.
It's two majors, I suppose, but I think we should accept pubic relations. But how does everyone else feel about that?
I think that's an acceptable answer.
Okay, so it's marketing and pubic relations, but you got the joke. You got the pubic
yes.
joke.
That's the important part.
And I think I've told this on the podcast before, but I ran for public relations in high school with our friend Tony Montague, who passed away.
It was grade school, wasn't it?
In grade school, sixth grade. And we printed... posters and name tags and everything. We got it all done at the printer.
Let's just say Clippy was not on spell check that day.
That's right. And we went at 6 a.m. to put it all around the school. And then the principal called us in around 9 a.m. They're like, hey, we got to take down all your posters. You know, I'm really sorry you're trying to win election or whatever, because it says you were running for pubic relations. And so we were just mortified and we lost because no one wanted to vote for pubic relations. No, but
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Not in grade school, at least.
Not in grade school.
So, hate to interrupt, but Jillian currently has 8 and Emily currently has 8. Megan, I'm sorry, but you're mathematically eliminated at 7. But 7 is a damn good score. But I just want to say, if Emily gets this next one, she'll take the cake.
Okay.
If she misses, we're going to a sudden death.
All right, here we go. For the premiere of her movie, The Crows Have Eyes 3, Moira ordered a special dress that was not in black and white, her normal colors, and she said she simply ordered it from what international store? It's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm not going to put Saks Fifth Avenue. I have no idea.
Good guess. Anyone else? It's a hard one.
No. Is it Harrods?
Harrods of London, yeah.
That was going to be my guess.
So we're tied at 8. Is that correct, Ken?
That's correct.
All right, so we're basically going to go back and forth, kind of like a slug out here. All right, so if you get a 1, next person has to get it and keep going. So we're going back to Jill. What food dish are Moira and David trying to make when they famously argue about folding in the cheese?
It's the enchiladas.
The enchiladas, that's right. All right. Our next question for Emily. What character does Moira play in The Crows Have Eyes 3, The Croning?
This is it for me. She's a doctor. I don't remember the character's name.
Do you need a second to think about it? A name to pull?
No, I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it.
You know, yeah, think about it. Take your time.
That's a hard one.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I kind of just pulled a random one.
Yeah, I can't remember the character's name. I know she's a scientist, but I can't remember her name.
Do you know Jill by happenstance?
No, I just remember she was a doctor or a scientist.
The answer, Dr. Clara Mandrake.
I was never going to get that.
That's a great name.
That is a great name. That's a hard question.
Well, with that, Jill answering just one extra question correctly to bring her score all the way to 9, she's going to be the winner.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was fun.
It was so fun.
Great job to all of you, too. You were so close the entire time, but...
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money
at I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Since we're here, Schitt's Creek is a welcoming community. I just have a bunch of questions we didn't use. We'll just kind of go around. Feel free to answer them as you know them, and we'll see what happens. So, all right. So how about in one episode, Moira sips on 100% insecticide-free wine, even one that has a ladybug in it. At what winery?
Herb Erlinger.
That's right. Herb Erlinger.
Do you like fruit wine?
Moira Rosé. I love it. All right. Alexis has many famous exes, including Sean Penn and all 3 Hanson brothers. But which celebrity does she claim gave her first kiss?
Jared Leto.
There you go. You guys are all experts here. An international company wants to pay Wendy at the Blouse Barn $10,000 for the use of the name Blouse Barn in North America. Where was this company based?
Australia.
Good. Everyone's getting them right away. Love it. Okay. The next one. Speaking of names, what is the name of Moira's estranged younger sister she hasn't seen in over a decade, portrayed by Jennifer Irwin, who thanks the internet for letting her know the roses weren't dead?
Dee Dee.
Speaking of Moira and David, what is the name of the multi-level marketing cosmetic scheme that Moira and David get recruited into by Moira's old friend Justine St. Pierre?
Olivier, yeah.
You're all insane. This is great. You're so good at this. Okay. All right, the next question. What real-life actress bought a small town in Georgia for $20 million in 1989, which ultimately went bankrupt, and Dan Levy used it as part of inspiration for the show?
Kim Basinger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
That's a cool fact, right?
Why did she buy it?
I have no idea, actually. I've never looked that up. Does anyone know?
Tax just because write-off, rich people, leaps off, I'm sure.
I remember when I read that, I was like, wow, that's...
I read that she wanted to make it into like a big film set and home to a production company, but that it just obviously never panned out. That's what I read.
That's cool. I'd love to research that more. It's such a cool fact.
Sure, someone stole that idea and now everything's made in Georgia, so...
How about, what is the name of the fundraiser organized by Jocelyn where David and Moira perform The Number in front of the town?
Asbestos Fest.
That's right. This is a hard one. What was the name of the Nickelodeon pilot that Moira starred in where she and Ashley Tisdale played suffragettes?
Not Without My Daughter. Isn't that what it is? Or is it something else?
That might be it. Yeah. Okay. This is a hard one.
What is it?
It is You Go Girl.
Oh.
Let's see. What else do we have here?
Something else.
In season 5, episode Roadkill, what is the name of Baby's cat that Johnny and Moira accidentally hit on the way to the spa?
I just remember how she says baby.
Baby.
The answer, Sergio.
Oh, okay.
Here's another Crows Have Eyes question. I know it's a thorn in everyone's side here today, it seems. What streaming service, the same one Alexis moves to New York to pursue a job with, distributed Moira Rose's The Crows Have Eyes 3, The Croning?
Netflix.
See, I could have asked that one. Everyone would have gotten it. In addition to a few other bumper stickers, including one supporting Cafe Tropical and his own political campaign, Roland Schitt proudly displays a naked image of what esteemed British actress?
Helen Mirren.
Yes.
Who else?
Who else but Helen Mirren?
British actress nude.
Yeah, right.
That's going to be Helen Mirren.
According to her Elmday, or we already did that one. What soap opera did Moira Rose spend 6.5 seasons starring in?
Sunrise
Bay.
Mm-hmm.
With Victor Garber.
Victor Garber, yeah, that's right. And she slapped him pretty good in that episode too. What is the day job of Fabian the penny farthing riding man who is supposed to officiate David and Patrick's wedding?
He's a haikuist.
I never would have gotten that one in a million years. It's so good.
It's such a good scene too.
It's such. I love like how specific they are with some of their jokes. Like haikuist. Like who would have thought of that? When Alexis was 12, she got a tattoo in Hong Kong that says what two-word phrase in Cantonese?
That's hot.
You're all amazing. Okay. All right. I think we only have one left here that I can see. Or two left, excuse me. These are pretty hard. What former Three's Company actress co-starred with Moira in the Lifetime movie Not Without My Cousin?
Yeah, it's a callback to what you were thinking the other movie was called, right? Yeah.
I don't know the actress's name, though.
The answer, Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah, the one who's not Suzanne Somers.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other blondes that circulated in afterwards to fill her role.
That's right. I have one extra one here I found. What animal is featured in the large painting that resides behind the front desk where Stevie works at the Rosebud Hotel? Both Emily Hampshire and Catherine O'Hara expressed their desire to keep the painting when the series ended.
It was the stag.
It was the stag. That's right. And the last one, one of my favorite like off deep cut quotes. What photographer shot the tasteful nude pictures of Moira in the 1970s?
Is it that famous photographer, Anne Leibovitz?
It isn't. And I'm curious if this person's actually real.
What's the answer?
Richard Avedon. Oh, it is a real person. He shot Marilyn Monroe and some other people. Well, you are all just supremely huge fans of Schitt's Creek. Great job to everyone.
Thank you. This is fun.
Thank you for joining us. Let's start with Megan. Any final words, final shout outs, any specific episodes? If someone just listening to this for the first time to have on the background when they sleep should watch right away.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Shout out to my fiance, Ryan, who's downstairs with our dog. Shout out to my parents, who are really big Schitt's Creek fans as well. They're probably really bummed I missed those first couple of questions and probably knew it immediately. And I think, let's see, one that I really love is the From the Fold in the Cheese scene, which was like season 2, episode 2. I just think that that scene of Moira and David struggling to make the enchiladas is like the best scene of the whole series. So I would say that show.
That's a great choice. I love if you go on Etsy, there's just a million products for that scene. A great choice. All right, let's go to Emily. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always nice to see you as well. An episode someone should check out if they haven't seen the show. And any last words?
Yeah. Again, thanks so much for having me. I love this show, so I'm really glad that I got the opportunity to be on here today. And yeah, I love that episode, The Fold in the Cheese. Neil, like you said, I got my mom a cutting board with that, like the quotes on there for that from Etsy. But another one of my favorite episodes is the open mic night when Patrick sings Simply the Best of David. So highly recommend that one.
What a great moment. A lot of tears in that moment for sure. Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. And Jill, you are Schitt's Creek champion. You're going to be, I guess you can carry that mantle with you as long as you'd like. But yeah, any last words from you and an episode people should check out?
Just thanks for having me again. This was a lot of fun. Open mic night is definitely one of my favorite episodes, and the Fold and the Cheese one is really great too. Another episode that I really love, there's two. One where Patrick comes out to his parents is probably like one of my absolute favorite episodes. And then the episode where they have the housewarming party at Patrick's apartment is also really funny. I don't know if I'd start with those, but those are two great episodes.
Is that the one where Ted comes drunk?
Yes.
Yeah. And he does the Alexis impression when they go to sleep. And... yeah, that's a great episode. And then everyone gets jealous because was it Ted and David kiss? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, great episodes. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Ken and Jeff, anything you'd like to add about the show or anything else before we depart?
I like it.
Yeah. It's delightful. If you have a chance, check it out.
It's very positive, very easy to watch, character driven.
Yeah, I agree. I think my
actually has character development.
It does have character development, you're right. Even though it's a sitcom, and you get, you know, some of the same formatting, everything changes. But I do want to say my favorite fact about the show, I was working on a project that dealt with TV shows, and one of them was that the reason Moira speaks in so many weird words is her makeup artist handed her a book, and the book is like a collection of old words that were real at one time, and she would go through her script, cross out words, and replace them with weird ones that she found from the book, and that's why she says such weird things, which is so great. But yeah, thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to everyone again who submitted questions for this episode, Bettina Michelli, Ann Putnam, Lydia D'Agostino, and some help from Colleen. And thank you to Megan, Emily, and Jill for joining us, for Matt, who wasn't here, and for Ken and Jeff, who helped support the show today in the studio. My name is Neil, and that was Triviality. Ew.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.